Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back here live at Kingwood Country Club. John Raheel Dell, Lance joining us from Indianapolis. Back again here on ES. I would imagine by now you're out of bed.
Yeah, I'm out amongst the people, just getting visiting with SSG, looking at their draft prospects, who they've got this year. I tell you what, so they one of the agents swore up and down that his guy Dylan Cantrell, who played at Texas Tech, is going to run a sub-4. He came in at 6'3", 6'2", 226. He said he's going to run a sub-4.540 and going to jump close to 40 on his vertical leap. So we may have the next Jordy Nelson. We'll take a look. I know he catches everything, but I didn't think he was that fast when I watched him play. So we'll see. We'll see.
Nice.
He's a pretty good player. He's a pretty good player, though. Well, how did you grade him out?
No, he caught everything. I mean, he was one of the I really liked watching him play. I just couldn't tell if he could get open because everything was a contested catch in Texas Tech's offense. I don't know if he's going to, you know, Texas Tech obviously did not have a great season, but you go look at this kid, Dylan Cantrell, and he had some great numbers, but you always have great numbers at Texas Tech. So that's, you know, that doesn't get me excited anymore. But he caught everything. Like, he caught everything thrown his way. And I made note of that in his draft. And maybe I just deemed him because he's a big white wide receiver. Maybe I just killed him because I was stereotyping, Dell.
Maybe you were. And you called him a Jordy Nelson as opposed to an Alshon Jeffrey.
I mean, there I am. There I am. Falling into the trap. I'm sorry. Randy Moss is who I meant to compare him to.
Well, that's a little much.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
I don't know that he was Randy Moss at Texas Tech. Okay. All right, what's the scuttlebutt about Baker measuring out at 6 feet and Lamar Jackson, 6'2 and 216?
That's a good size for Lamar. That's a really good size for Lamar. May seem like a big deal to some people, or a small deal to some people. That's a big deal because he is a little slender in his build. Like, no matter what he weighs, his frame is still slender. But the thing is, if it's there on the scale, it just makes you feel a little bit better. As far as Baker had to hit the 6 foot mark. He had to hit the 6 foot mark. That's all there was to it. And hitting the 6 foot mark is going to make people feel a little better too. And I know you don't have to explain how it doesn't make sense. Just a half inch could make all the difference in the world and how stupid that is. I get it. I understand. I'm just telling you from a draft standpoint, Baker measuring in at close to what he was at the Senior Bowl is going to be a big deal to people because that measurement didn't take place in front of anybody.
Okay, so the 6 foot mark, like you meant, I know it sounds silly, but if he didn't hit six, he was 5'11 and a half, how much does he drop? And how much has he risen now because of the six?
Well, I don't think he's risen at all. I think it just makes people feel a little bit better. If he measures under 6 feet, then all of a sudden you go back and say, okay, how many sub 6 foot players from spread offenses have succeeded in the NFL, and you'll come up with, you know, probably zero. And that's just one of the things that the discussions you have. Now, a lot of teams may say, we don't really care about that kind of stuff. We just care how he played, and we think he's a good fit for us. But you will have other teams who it is a concern just because, you know, we want to see him run. His over-under is supposed to be like 4.76 for his 40 time. Which is fine, but let's say he runs in a 4.8 and you say, well, maybe not as athletic. This is where you say he did get caught by police that one time on video. So you do have that out there where he was unable to elude pressure in that regard. So adding it up, sub 6 feet, unable to elude pressure from angle tacklers late at night, and all of a sudden you got some concerns if that's the case.
We got NFL.com's Lance Erline joining us on Raheel and Dell with John. Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. You got
no, this is Lance's show. Actually.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
no,
10
no,
o'clock.
No,
it's
10:20.
It's 10:20. This is NFL.com's Lance Erline. Could you put together a list of teams that would, you know, change their opinion on on Mayfield because he's 6 foot and under, and a list of teams that just don't care 6 foot and over, like you mentioned. So then I know which teams you're talking about. Then I can judge them also, because that's silly. That a guy who's if he was 5'11" and 3/4", and then that extra quarter of an inch changes everything. Like, come on.
Says the guy who probably got mad that people judged you on the basketball court. That's where this is coming from, Raheel.
Yeah, but no one ever said, oh, you're 5'9 and a quarter. We can't pick you up.
Somebody probably said that at some point.
Yeah, they probably said that. We're not taking
that
little guy.
Yeah, they probably said that.
But if I was 5'10", they would have taken me?
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
somebody said, oh, let's see the amount of sub-5'10 Pakistani point guards who've ever been able to make it in rec league, and they start trying to put you in a box. It makes you feel bad. So I understand
And that's why I want to know which teams are putting him in a box because of a quarter of an inch or half an inch.
Well, that's
why I like Raheel. He's got edge just like Baker. Baker will put you on a list. We already saw Baker's put people on lists before, and when you get on Baker's list, it's hard to get off. It's really the same thing with Raheel. Raheel will put you on a list if you start judging him based on size.
No, give me the list. You know why? Because then I want to see.
I'm not
is it like
you
is this team?
Well,
is it like the Bengals?
I don't want them on your list.
Are they good teams or bad teams?
Flutie didn't go right away because of his size, and he was a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, you got to be in the NFL.
And I absolutely understand that. But what I want to know is, like, are these good teams? Are these bad teams? Because then you can start looking at it and like, oh, okay, that makes sense why this team isn't good. Because they're over here losing their minds over half an inch.
Well, I think it's
but you know what?
There's a sample size. You don't have any. There's zero.
That's the problem. And you know who your sample size? You've got a very small sample size. Flutie's not even really sample size because he played in a different era. Drew Brees, people aren't really – some people may use Drew Brees as a sample size because it's similar size. But he sat back and he was just a pocket guy. He was not a big improver. Although I do think you can make an argument that Drew Brees could be a sample size, even though that feels a little strong to be throwing those two together. But, one of the guys that hurts – that could potentially hurt Baker is Johnny. And even though they're not the same guy, people are going to say, oh, improv guy. And – played in a system, man, not a big guy, has got some attitude on the field. And, they start connecting those two together. Well, why do you think Baker and his entire team have fought so hard not to get, not to get lumped in there with Johnny? Because it's a bad look.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. Who will be the most athletic guy there?
Probably, I think Tremaine Edmonds, the 250-pound linebacker from Virginia Tech, or Leighton Vander Esch, the Boise State 252-pound linebacker who's expected to jump close to 40 and run about a 4.6. He's going to be really athletic. But Denzel Ward, I think, is going to have a big workout as well from Ohio State. I talked to somebody from Ohio State who said he is going to run in the in a 4.35 range. I mean, he's going to run really fast, and he's really smooth and athletic out there on the field. So that would definitely be a guy. Saquon Barkley should have a big combine as well. I don't know if you saw the over-unders. Some of the over-unders came out. Saquon Barkley's at 4.39 is the over-under there. So
what?
That's fast. For 220-some-odd pounds, that's a fast time.
Man.
Would you buy the Giants at number two taking Barkley?
Yeah, I put him there in my latest mock that's going to come out probably today or tomorrow. I put him two to the Giants. I don't think it's going to be Rosen. Josh Allen has a lot of shoulder issues in his background.
He has shoulder issues. I didn't know that just came out.
He's had multiple shoulder injuries from high school into college, missed some time this year. Hadn't really been talked about a lot, but the more I started looking at it, I'm like, ooh, this could end up being a big storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you like quarterbacks with shoulder issues.
Any other stories out there that we haven't touched on?
No, not so far. I'm about to be made fun of by one of the scouts here, who I see him right now. And as soon as he sees my boot, it's going to be a nightmare for me.
Did you get compression gear when you checked in?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
You guys have to wear it too?
Take a selfie.
Yeah, we have to wear it too.
Everyone has to wear compression gear now.
We wear compression gear too.
John McClain is wearing compression gear
now? Right, yeah. I'll tweet a picture out to you.
Oh, all man. Right. Hey, swipe me some mediums, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to get you some.
Mediums.
I'll bring you some back.
Please bring him back some double X's. I don't need to see him in compression mediums. Okay?
That's too bad.
That's what I don't
need. I'm going to bring it back.
Thank you.
All right. Lance
goodbye.
Erlein, live. Is anybody else live? No, we are.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.